It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are moving into summer. Summer is, we had our longest day just a couple of days ago. And we are now losing seconds per day. But trust me, it'll be a while before you'll notice. The sun was up this morning at 5:33. I don't know exactly when, but when I drove out of my house, it was 5:33 and the sun was in my eyes. So I knew it was up. It's a great time of year to get out and get around, especially early in the morning when it's kind of cool like that. Lots of flowers like the goat's beard, which is also called salsify. It's that one that gets a seed head on it that looks like a dandelion, except that it's about the size of a baseball. And that one is one of those heliotropic flowers. So it'll be closed early in the morning. But as the sun comes up and starts to shine on it, it's going to open up and then it'll follow the sun from early morning across the sky till about noon. And then about noon, it'll close back up again. And then it'll stay sort of hidden away until the next day. And that is one of the flowers that is blooming right now. Among them are, common milkweed is just beginning to flower. Blue flag is probably approaching its peak of flower. I noticed the fragrant sweet, or it has a lot of different names, but let's put it this way. The white water lily is in bloom. If you are wandering around in the swamps, you're going to see the sphagnum moss is just carpeted with little pink flowers that are small cranberry. And these are really pretty flowers. The petals on these flowers reflect back. So when the flower opens up, if you imagine your hand as being the flower head, just keep bending your fingers back till they touch your wrist. Now, don't do that because you're going to need help afterwards to get your fingers back in shape. But just think of the petals on the cranberry folding all the way back, almost laying back on the stem of the flower. And then the operating part of the flower, the part that's going to produce the berry, is very much exposed right in front of you. And they're lovely pink color. So if you happen to be in a bog, first of all, congratulations. You should be out there by yourself. I don't ever recall running into another person in a bog. I've taken other people in the bog with me, and I've gone into the bog with other people, but I've never gone into a bog and encountered somebody else who is just wandering around in a bog because of the beauty of it. And I encourage you to do that. It's really quite amazing. Bogs are really, really super places to hang out. So get out there. You're going to see some blue flag on the way in. There might be one or two pink lady slippers still blooming in that area around the edge of the bog. As you disappear deeper into the bog, you'll probably find fewer and fewer of the pink lady slippers, but it'll be a gorgeous experience out there. And you might run into a bunch of those cranberries. Other flowers blooming right now. Let's see. The hairy honeysuckle. Now, this one is... there are a bunch of honeysuckles. Now, when I say honeysuckle, if I'm talking to a classroom full of fifth graders, they all think of columbine, which is that red flower that the hummingbirds really like. But the true honeysuckles, most of them have yellow flowers, and most of them are opposite branched, and they are woody-stemmed plants. In the case of the hairy honeysuckle, it's a vine, and it grows up over other plants, and the thing that's most, I think, identifiable about the hairy honeysuckle, if you encounter it, you're going to see two leaves that appear to be kind of connected. Pardon me. So you're going to have this, think of the collar of shame that they put on dogs. Think of a leaf that's going to be surrounding the flower. And you're going to have several flowers. There might be five or six bright yellow flowers inside of that cone of shame, the green leaves that are going to back up that flower, and they're going to form kind of a cone behind it. So that's hairy honeysuckle. If you're driving along this morning and you're looking at all of the yellow flowers in the ditches, there are two shades of yellow there. There is the kind of, there's a pure yellow, which is the bird's foot trefoil. And then there's a yellow that's a little bit, it's got a tinge of red in it, making it just slightly oranger than the bird's foot trefoil. And that is hawkweed. And hawkweed is, it's not a very pleasant flower. It's lovely to look at. But it's one of those flowers that can crowd out everything else in a field. And if a farmer has got hawkweed growing in his pasture or in his hay field, he's not a happy guy, because cows don't like eating hawkweed. Hawkweed is very hairy, and cows do not like it. And if hawkweed gets into their food source, they're not going to enjoy it. And they may not even eat it. And that's always a problem. And especially, of course, there is the orange hawkweed, the devil's paintbrush, some people call it. Bright orange, two-toned orange, sort of a deeper reddish orange around the outside and a bright orange center. Those flowers, people, you know, they enjoy them, so they let them grow. And truth be told, you'd be better off mowing any hawkweed you come across. Get rid of it if you can. It can take over an area in a pretty big hurry, so be careful with hawkweed. Other plants in flower, the bunchberry are just at the end. I saw some that were still blooming. There, many of the bunchberries had drying, browning petals on their flowers, so they're not doing too well. Black bindweed is blooming. This is one of those plants that's kind of, you're not going to recognize it by its flower so much as the fact that it's got a red stem and it vines up and grows over everything. The leaves are kind of arrowhead shaped, and the flowers are tiny, 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 and many, many of them, and they're white. And so you're going to see these little dots of white clusters, little dotted white clusters of flowers that are the flowers of the black bindweed. The other bindweed that is blooming is the one that is often mistaken for morning glory. And that one just began to bloom, and that is the hedge bindweed. And it looks like the morning glory. It's that big trumpet-shaped white flower, 2.5 or 3 inches around, across, and then very much like the old speaker on the old RCA wind-up gramophone. That flower looks like the morning glory and is often called morning glory. But if you look at the leaf, a morning glory leaf is heart-shaped. And the leaf of the upright or the hedge bindweed is sort of spear point like, or like the head of a halberd. So not the same leaf. Flower very much the same. Marsh skullcap is blooming. This is a little blue flower. You're going to find it in the waterways. Blue-eyed grass is blooming up on dry ground. Sulfur cinquefoil. This is like a 12-inch high flower with 5 petals, pale yellow, and often growing in big clumps. Sulfur cinquefoil. Maiden pink. This past week, maiden pink was at its peak of bloom. If you run into maiden pink, you will know it, because it grows in clumps and it carpets the ground. They never grow more than about 6 inches high, but when you come into an area where maiden pink is blooming, it is just like these big swaths of bright, bright pink. I mean, unmistakable. This is really, really a pink flower. Hairy vetch is blooming. Yarrow is blooming. Yarrow are those little discs of white flowers, tiny white flowers. And if you look at the leaves of the yarrow plant, they look like fern leaves. They're very, very finely cut leaves. Smooth rose. Our local rose, our common local rose, not all are smooth, but most are. The smooth rose is probably at its peak of bloom, or was last couple of days. It is just everywhere, and where it is now, it is just full of blossoms. So check out the roses, walk up to them, and stand downwind and smell them. They're wonderful. Common fleabane is blooming. That's the aster-like flower with like 50 tiny, tiny, tiny. These flowers are only a half inch or 3/4 inch across. Pardon me. And the petals of the flowers are almost like hairs. And there'll be 50 of them or more in a flower. Yellow sweet clover doesn't look anything like clover. Grows about 4 or 5 feet high, gets these little yellow flowers on it. That's blooming right now. Curled dock, which has a green flower, so it's kind of hard to pick out, is blooming. Tall meadow rue is blooming. Round leaf dogwood. Many of the dogwoods think about this, John. The round-leaf dogwood flowers in June, and it has big round leaves, opposite branches. The pagoda dogwood is done flowering, but the round-leaf dogwood just began to flower. Oftentimes, if you're out driving along, round-leaf dogwood and downy arrowwood sort of bloom at the same time. And the downy arrowwood's going to be smaller. It's going to have leaves that are heavily toothed around the edges, and the flower discs are going to be smaller. The round leaf dogwood, the flower discs can sometimes be 3 inches across, and they are in full bloom right now. The red osier dogwood has been blooming for a little while, and the thing about the red osier dogwood that differentiates it from the other dogwoods is that once it begins to flower in the spring, it flowers throughout the whole year. It is an indeterminate flowering plant. So you'll have flowers in this red osier dogwood right into September and sometimes even into October. And fruit, it'll have fruit on one branch and fresh flowers on another. That's not the case for the round-leaf dogwood. The round-leaf dogwood flowers once, just like the pagoda dogwood. It flowers, sets fruit, and it's done. That kind of covers like most of the flowers. Basswood, the basswood trees are right on the verge of flowering. The first flowers on the basswoods are typically around the 27th, I think is my average date, 27th of June, average date for first flowers on the basswoods, but they will be in peak flower around the 4th of July. Usually it's within a few days of the 4th, sometimes a little early, sometimes a little late, but it just depends. I'm keeping track, but the basswoods are just, it's just like, oh, it's summertime, time to throw a flower. So they will flower soon. And when they do, that is one tree you definitely want to get downwind of. They are absolutely heavenly when they flower. And those flowers can be plucked and dried, and they make a wonderful tea. So get out and enjoy some basswood flowers when they bloom, which should be, well, maybe by the time we talk next week, they'll be in bloom. I heard green frogs and leopard frogs singing along the lake edge. The painted turtles are still out laying eggs. I had the common loon. My loons were not successful in raising young this year, but I did see a pair on Pacagama that had two chicks with them. So, it is that season when they are out. And speaking of young birds, I scared up a covey of grouse. These little guys were like fist-sized and flying. My friend Dallas Hudson over in Akeley had an experience yesterday that I had never heard of before. And that is he found, he was walking along And he got into a covey of them, and they were everywhere. He said there were a lot of them. And, of course, the hen, who was in charge of the crowd, got up and flew right at him, came right up, you know, fly. They do this. They try to scare you. They try to get you to follow them. So they make a short flight, and sometimes it comes right past you. But while he was, you know, dealing with this one grouse, he said, that one kind of flew past me and, you know, wanted me to follow her. Another one did the same thing, flew right up at him. And I have seen where turkeys will sort of gather, you know, one or two hens or three hens will get together and have their families all sort of gather in one big group. I had not heard of that happening with ruffed grouse, but now Dallas has come up with an observation that sort of says that can be possible. So maybe you've seen that. Maybe you can, you know, send us a text and let us know that that's common. I don't know. I'd not seen it before. Among the different insects, I'm seeing a few monarch butterflies, not as many as I would like to see, not as many as I'd hope to see. I think the numbers are down this year, but we have had other years. 1996, I saw one monarch butterfly. I saw it 2 days in a row, and that was it. That was the only one I saw all summer. But since then, we've had many years with lots of monarch butterflies. So I haven't gone to despair yet. But if you have the opportunity, plant some pollinator plants, plant some milkweed, and encourage the monarchs to come and enjoy the definite benefit of milkweed plants for monarch butterflies. I saw some morning cloak butterflies this past week. The white admiral butterfly is flying about. This one has pretty much black with a big, broad white stripe going through all four of its wings. Among the different dragonflies that I ran into this last week, variegated meadowhawks, the chalk-fronted corporals, widow skimmers, the common whitetail, and both male and female 12-spotted skimmers. So lots of different dragonflies out there. I also saw my first ebony jewel-wing damselfly. This one is unmistakable. The wings are jet black, and the body is iridescent, either green or blue, depending on the sunlight when you look at it. But they are absolutely stunning. Ebony jewel wing. If you live near moving water, if you live near a creek or a river, they will be there. I have seen them a time or two just wandering about in the woods. But for the most part, I find them along the edges of moving streams. And Dallas Hudson had the same report from his spot. So that is our phenology show for this week, and yes, I made up most of that, but some of it I actually had notes about, so talk to you next week.
You can catch Phenology at our website, kaxc.org. And like John says, send us your notes. You can text us at 218-326-1234 and sign up for that Season Watch newsletter. Information you get in your inbox every single week.